Good evening, and as usual, we go straight into a round which brings in Dave Lee on the piano. This is the round where members of each team sing a song taking alternate words. Now, if you make a mistake, I shall make you start again faster. Every time you make a mistake. And if you get through the song without making a mistake, you may elect to get to sing it faster for an extra mark. Barry and Graham, your song now is Mare de Dose.
Sorry about that.
Right, you'll take
just
a bit fast.
Reading it, Humphrey.
A little bit faster, Dave.
Mare's goat
and dozy
goat
and little
Ramsey divey
and chiddly
divey
too.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, mare's
goat
and dozy
goat
and little
Ramsey
divey
and
chiddly
divey
too.
Wouldn't you?
If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and sing each boat and those each boat and little lamb is Ivy.
Messy goat
and dozy
and
well, there's been you've been challenged there by Tim. It all broke down a bit there. Do you want to try it faster or will you settle for one mark? You settle for one mark.
Settle for Tim's challenge.
Right, yes. Bill and Tim, you can go for maximum marks for this round, which is one. And your song is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We'll settle for that.
Just reading the words.
Can we start now?
Little bit faster now.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you and our pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, love up to cry low. Anywhere we go on chitty chitty we. The point now where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the North Americans ball. The North Americans ball team.
Is this a raffle?
Now we go on to the next round, which is called Sound Charades. And this is the round in which one team has to guess the title of a book, play, or whatever, from the noises made by a member of the opposite team. The audience can help here, again, by applauding when the team that's doing the guessing is getting warmer, and by groaning, which you're very good at, whenever the team is getting colder. Now, Tim and Bill, you can start this one.
Thank you very much.
And while you're preparing to make your noises, our mystery voice will tell the audience at home what their title is.
And it's Madam Butterfly.
Hey, come here.
I'm sorry, Madam Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
The easy one.
Well, our audience here, and also Bill Oddie, have been informed what the title is by a ball being held up, so everybody's in the picture, except, of course, for Barry and Graham, who've got to guess the title. Tim and Bill, are you ready?
Yes.
Start now.
This is, in fact, a musical production.
An opera.
Two words, but we are going to split those words up into
little pieces.
Into little pieces.
And so now four and six a dozen.
No, yes? And we're going to split the first word into two halves.
And we're doing the first half of the first word.
First half of the first word.
Right.
Okay?
That's the first half of the first word.
Yeah.
Yes. We thought you were just being yourselves.
No.
Hottie. No.
Close.
close. Was that Potty?
Potty.
Aida. Looney.
No.
Aida. No, Aida. Not Aida.
Looney, very close.
Good one, Graham. Daft. Daft. Daffy. Daffy. Silly. Silly.
Are they keeping their hands warm or something, are they?
Stupid.
Raining.
Stupid.
Not Tommy Cooper.
Mad.
Two syllables.
Just don't leap in.
You know. Two syllables.
Don't
leap in.
second syllable.
Word, which only Bill can do.
No, no. On the contrary, only Tim can do.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Richard III. Mad Richard III.
Mad Richard III is an idea. Yeah. But
Mad Crookback.
Have I told you the one about the man who was walking down the street and he said, what?
Mad Tim Rockefeller, no.
Overacting a bit, eh?
Mad.
Man overacting.
Or to give you another clue.
Yes.
Mad pig.
Mad pig. Mad pork. Corn.
Ham. Ham.
Ham.
Ah. Wait, quickly.
Madame. Madame.
What can we look for? Don't jump to any conclusions, you might be wrong.
Let them suffer, we're not going
to have. All right.
Yes.
And the second word.
Where's the rest?
I'm sure we're going to do this.
Do the rest of the word. We do the rest of the word in two syllables, but straight through, okay?
I believe you.
First two syllables of the final word.
No, don't! No, don't! No, don't do that to that lady! Don't do that to that...
Madam Virgin Cow.
And you're never going to get it, are you? A final clue.
Don't buck her.
Buck her. Don't buck her.
Madam Butter Concourse.
Cozy Fantasy.
Ah! Right, that's fine.
Right. 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 Madam Butterfly. Only a reserve, you understand.
I'd like to tell the audience listening at home that the teams here do not know in advance the answer. Barry and Graham get 2 marks for that. I've really forgotten why, but... Now, Barry and Graham, it's your turn to make the noises. Tim and Bill, your turn to do the guessing. And once again, if you're listening at home, here's our mystery voice to tell you the title.
And it's Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies.
This is a book and a film.
Here is it.
Book and a film.
You really?
Oh, yes.
Book and a film.
Book and a film, right.
Book and a film.
Barry and Graham.
We're going to do it all of a piece.
Right. Here we go. Evening all. Zip, 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 zip.
Can you do it again, please?
Yes. Would you like it piece by piece?
Would you like it segmented?
Sergeant Butterfly.
Warm, warm.
We'll do it a bit at a time for us.
Right. You do it a bit at a time, thank you.
Evening all.
PC Sergeant.
PC Sergeant. Dixon. Dixon.
Third car. PC.
Well.
Sergeant.
Long blue trousers.
The long arm of the copper.
Second bit. Answer it, someone.
Yeah.
All clever.
Pigeon.
Law pigeon.
Still pigeon. No. Pigeon. Dove.
Dove. Dove.
The buttons. Lord of the things we don't like to talk.
Lord of the trousers, okay?
You're always looking for an opening.
Uh,
kindly adjust your guest. Lord of the Flies?
No.
That brings the scores up to 15 and a half each. I don't know why you clapped. It's out of a possible 75. Right. Now, we go on to the next round, which stars Dave Lee at the piano, and about time, too. In this round, Dave Lee will play a tune, and one of you must start a story relating to the title of that tune. Dave will then, on your instructions, change the tune, and a member of the opposite team will take up the story, but fitting it to the new tune, all of which is made out crystal clear. We're going to start with Bill Oddy. Dave Lee, will you introduce the first tune, please?
Concerns a rugby match, actually. Concerns a rugby match. And it was against, I think it was England and Wales, if I remember rightly. Terrible game. Except there was one try scored. And after the ball was over the post, it bounced and bounced out of the ground. Whereupon it was caught by an old lady. Who immediately... Who put her teeth in and then said...
I wouldn't be here now, but for successful cardiac surgery.
At that moment, a rugby ball hit her on the head. And she exclaimed...
There must be something wrong with me. I keep hearing piano music in my head.
Perhaps it is the spell that was cast over me
by the wicked wizard who lives in the wood and practices not only white magic, but all sorts of assortments. One day, when I was in the wood, I came to this gingerbread house, and outside was a little furry cat with little bells on its... on its head. And the little cat sprang up into the tree and whistled like a bird, and the reason it did this was because...
Its name was Georgia. And it was a male cat, therefore it was by definition a witch. And a silence fell on the land.
You're right.
And
there.
In the silence... I'm an expert. And in the silence was heard a voice crying from the back.
Crying from the back, give me a taxi! And he called to the driver of the taxi, who happened to be called Raymond, and therefore had to shout, "Hey, cabby Ray." Taxi, which he did. Having leapt into the taxi, he drove straight off to Birmingham. And went to see...
Where else?
And went to see Frankie Vaughan at the Alexandra Theatre.
Great.
And Frankie Vaughan came onto stage, took one look at the audience and shouted...
There's only three of them out there. I don't think they can see me. They're as quiet as mice.
Back to his dressing room. And there, clapping a hand to his astonished brow, he reeled against the wall, because there on the dressing room floor he saw...
When all the soldiers take their autumn leaves and stop and go home, and they say to their children when they get to the end of the story, "That is the end." That's not a very good ending.
Good enough for me.
Well, I think for that round, we'll ask the audience to decide. If you agree, clap. Now, we want to get moving on this. This is a quick game, very, very simple. And those of you listening at home can join in. This is called I Spy in One. And if you get four in a row, you score one mark. But it's worth doing anyway. Now, we'll start now with Barry Cryer. And will you give Graham your first I Spy?
Certainly, Humphrey. I Spy with my little eye something beginning with G.
Glasses.
Yes.
I Spy with my little eye something beginning with F.
Correct, yes.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with H.
Hair.
Yes.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
Dirty book.
Yes, yes, I...
Right, you've got your four in a row.
Thank you,
stop there before we get any further. So that gives you one mark now. Tim, will you start your teams?
Certainly, Humphrey.
thank you.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with M.
Microphone.
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with G-O-W.
Glass of water.
Correct.
Ah.
I spy with my little eye something with lead in it beginning with P.
Pencil.
Right. Your turn.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
Ton of coal.
Yes.
Right, that doesn't make very much significant difference to the score, so we'll go on to the next round. And this round, an interesting one. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. This is called pick-up song, for reasons which will probably never become apparent to you, but that's what it's called. A member of the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song incorporating that word. Ben Darden, will you start with the song, please?
I belong to Glasgow. Dear Ken John Peel.
Now.
To Ken John Peel at the break of day. Day in, day out, that same.
Same moon. Same moon. Is any more to this song? Same moon.
Heard anything yet?
Again? Yes.
Moon. Wider.
Still and wider. Oh, how did it go?
Shall thou love bounds? Bounds are rather lovely. Bounds are rather grand. Bounds are really...
We have a challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor. What's your...
I don't know who published that song. She's just made it up.
Do you want to do another round of that one?
No, but we're
not really, but we will. Yeah. All right. Right, and we'll start then. Darry, will you start this one?
Please.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh,
you beautiful, don't you? Great, big, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Graham.
Beautiful.
Sorry.
Thank you, Barry.
Sorry very much.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's something, isn't it?
Yeah. If you don't, let's take it. Morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful...
No, you haven't.
Is that a challenge?
No, not at all. Just a fact.
Copenhagen.
Just be careful, that's all.
The old queen.
Nothing personal, though.
No.
That's all right. Get me seats on the tube. Queen of England, Rose of England, are you, published by Second World War?
Thank you very much.
On which patriotic note, I'm going to stop that game.
Thank you, Humphrey. Thank you.
And announce that the score is 23 to Barry and Graham, 24 to Bill and Tim. In this next round, I'm going to ask the audience to do a little bit of judging here. By the length and volume of your applause, we shall award marks in this next round, which is a round called Garble. For this round, I'm going to give each team a situation to improvise, but the improvisation must be in garble. No recognizable words at all, and you'll be penalized. And I'd like you judges out there in the audience to remember this. They get penalized for using real words. Now, we're going to start with Barry and Graham, and your situation on which to improvise is a Spanish stand-up comic playing Glasgow. A Spanish stand-up comic playing Glasgow.
Ah, a wee figure.
The audience to applaud that one again. I forgot to put the stopwatch on. No, I've got it. I've got a rough idea. There you are. Right now, Bill and Tim. Everything to play for. Your situation is a well-known personality being kidnapped by South American revolutionaries. Or by a South American revolutionary.
Make it a bit easier for you.
Same. Well, a well-known personality being kidnapped by a South American revolutionary. Obviously won that one. So that puts them at 28 and Bill and Tim at 25. And we come now to the final round, and this is the point in the program where I take it easy. In fact, I doubt whether I shall be able to get a word in edgeways after this. So, because the team is going to give their late arrivals at the North Americans ball. Late arrivals at the North Americans ball. Who's going to start? Right, well, the final score, ladies and gentlemen.
First of the late arrivals at the North American ball, Mr. and Mrs. Canyon and their grandparents, Grandpa and Grand Canyon. Also arriving, Mr. and Mrs. Cute Steak and their daughter, Barbie. Followed by a rather large party from the East House.
Oh, yes.
Now, whom you'll have to concentrate very hard on. They go on for a long time. Mr. and Mississippi Steamboat. And their slaves, Mr. and Mrs. Ominmatter. And their son, Isaac Ominmatter. Who habitually called his master...
What did he call him?
Massachusetts. who is
Party.
Why?
And should properly be addressed as the Boston Tea Party. And they're all going straight back to the beach.
Right. Drag a bit in the third act. Graham.
Certainly. Also from the deep south, Mr. and Mrs. Chapati and their daughter Lynch Party.
Mr. and Mrs. Cobra and their grandfather and grandmother, their great uncle Fernand, otherwise known affectionately to their friends as a load of old Cobra.
What well known North American family. Of mine and possibly yours. Mr. and Mrs. Wright and their daughter Sybil
Wright
and her friend Rachel Prejudice.
Mr. and Mrs. Tucky Minstrels and their son Ken.
Waiting up for a final mark and looking rapidly down as if I can think of anything else.
Mr. and Mrs. Indy Blues. And her Indian cousin who is Sing in the
Blues. Mr. and Mrs. Woodbow Symphony Orchestra. And her son, Ollie Woodbow Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, blimey.
That puts the score at Graham and Barry, 33. Tim and Bill, 34.
Mr. and Mrs. Pyre State Building and their daughter, Emma.
Mr. and Mrs. Ass Ranger.
You speak for yourself.
And their sunset.
Bill and Jim win this week with 36 points. And
Mr. and Mrs.
Barry and Graham.
Jonah Jessup and their son, Harry.
37 points. Sorry. And Barry and Graham, 34 points.
Thank you, Humphrey.
That's all for this week. See you next week. Goodbye now.